Blog Talk Radio.
It's hip hop stock exchange radio. Swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let's let it play.
They ain't nothing like it. How we grind, they ain't nothing like it. How we shine, they ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, they ain't nothing like it. They ain't nothing like it. You see me grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in. Hating on that chick, cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds. Blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them. Must I remind them, I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we shield. Throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine. ROI the realest team and I am. For those who wanna know, look, I am. Yeah, I get that dope, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove off the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off. How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like waiting in the kitchen. Couple minutes, breeze pass. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? In the attic with syringes, huh? Get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy, n***s already know. Now I be battered with the quick beat. Side flows, hot zone, I bring the spice beat. Then cop on, get on, this shit ain't right, B. Approach the game, hold it, and get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight, C. Ain't nothing like that flow we bout to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination aim for. They calling me the younger gun, my n***a hang, boy.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if they lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when the facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause when worse come to worse, stay like water when the boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when it ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my n***a rolling loud, blowing killer. Something like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose and Frank and Dan. Get their memo, could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it. Oh yeah.
Pop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. You know how we do every Wednesday. If you don't already know, log on to the site www.hhse.biz. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Every Wednesday we spin good, hot indie music for you. interview somebody that works behind the scenes in the music industry to drop jewels for you. And, you know, just talk about some of the hottest stuff that's going on, man. Definitely got to say, first and foremost, rest in peace, Nelson Mandela, South African president, true human rights leader. Definitely a stand-up dude, man. Salute Mandela for real. One love, real. R.I.P. Oh, you already know. Tonight's special guest is my boy Skylar from Jersey, man. Your artist manager. He managed a couple artists out there in Jersey, man. A couple cats out there spitting. And you're going to get some advice from him for y'all, you know what I'm saying? On, you know, how it is from an artist manager's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Something different. So we're going to get to that a little later. Play some heat for you right now. And let's do what we do. Let's get it.
We can't be doing this alone. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
The smell of seeds in the air. Went over smoking path. A bunch of different people. One billion. Tonight we culture clash. I ain't supposed to be here, my nigga. Her life's be over fast. Youngins disappear to be bigger. Looks like he chose the ass. Look how I treat my inferiors. Not my equals. My gold skin. Chronic interior. Peep my prequel. Don't let that glitter deceive you. Should get what up your bleed to. Where we sold the music lethal. Check my propellers from diesel. Every weekend I be lit up. Feel it for fly drops. Up and down on one of the side blocks. She licks the eye of side. Party not, Givenchy star, my high tops. My chain didn't bring a pretty ass home. That movie, all the iPods. Play them games round here, be in the skybox. Ain't no freedom, my crime prop. Business me or rewind, stop. Shout out the lie shops. Everyone on my time slot shocks. Those that think I can't do it, I'm thinking why.
Nobody
not,
said it would be easy, baby. You believe me, no battles to take the fun out of it all. Never defeat me, drop a diamond for the coolest nigga. I'm back to shining real, my movie nigga. Know they been waiting, time to deliver. Where the real motherfuckers at? Too many faking now, what's up with that? I'd rather get to it, one up to that. Why hit the mountain, ain't no coming back.
Big shit,
I'm
telling
you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling
you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm tel
Let's get it, baby.
Oh yeah. Ain't no phonies in my solar system. Ain't no fake phonies in my solar system. They ain't talking money, let them moonwalk.
Calling a little later, artist manager, gonna chop it up with us. talk about the music industry. We gonna get back into music in the meantime, so let's do what we do.
All this paper got my feelings numb. Came to the realization, name.
Gangsta.
All this paper got my feelings numb. All this paper got my feelings numb. Came to the realization, they ain't real as us. Crack slinger, turn composer, found that pot of gold. Prayed for a smoother ride on that rocky road. Every gram out that lobby sold. Slap your bitch like the puck talking hockey gold. They want to shine but can't put the label. Foreign scrap in my garage just for ripping stages. Went from bagging up the work, loading magazines, to looking down at the game from the mezzanine. We them niggas in your city, ho. From the block to the screens on your Vizio.
Oh yeah, we found a way. And we started from the block and now we miles away. I did it my way, like I'm dreaming but I'm not away.
Witness vision of a nigga who ain't vision much. Seize your moments cause you only get to live it once. Close to the God, told my ceiling once. Told my niggas for you feasts, know the meal you want. All these Jesus pieces you think it's a holy wall. Renovated the crib, I'm freaking the whole decor. Got these niggas bowing like they making prayer. I occupy the seat up in that vacant chair. Coke boys run the game, that's from here on out. Fuck niggas, hate it, go and pull your hair on out. In them hills chopping up with Diddy. I thought I told you.
Oh yeah, we found a way. And we started from the block and now we're miles away.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. It's Fred the God. I'm just calling in from the love of the game, from the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
All money,
let's live it, yeah, yeah, yeah. All bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never think my mind's free. 24/7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up, double G's up. For my goon rat, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. A male swimming in the money hole, damn, we up. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chillin' in the Beamer, listening to Ether. Fresh like it's Easter, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chillin' with mad niggas. It's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on, baby.
Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
That's what winners do when they're too strong. Me and Frank got it like we heating up. A meal about to pop like we sneaking up. Yup, ain't talking about a jab, nigga. Not a fag, but I get up in that ass, nigga. 50-50, do the math, nigga. I'm seeing cash, can you tell me where to add, nigga? Matter of fact, we gon' multiply. They could tell by my style that I multiply. Chillin' in the Beamer, getting ultra high. Sitting on the 20, do you know this guy? I guess not, I ain't major though. All about a meal, see your paper though. And if it ain't giving, I'ma take it though. That's why I dead in this bitch like a rape a hoe.
Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Can't be stopped, see it.
Yeah, Black Hawk, I be riding through my city, boy. Niggas
gun, ill shit. Wouldn't break a fit, boy. Talking like they kill shit. Rap my the gum, plus them I need a deal shit. But hating on cash ain't gon' earn you your meal ticket. Nigga, I'm real wicked with the flow. I can flip it for the dough, call it bricks for the low. Prime time hustler, call me the big show. Clock work for the cash, no glass, but I win dough. Homie, I'm a dog, out that motherfucking kennel. Wrist looking rocks and pockets on rental. Haters wanna stop me, showing me the dinner. Heist reeling hard through that motherfucking rental. With a bad bitch name, took her on the playlist. Cameras in the room, I was trying to pull the rape in. Ain't got the rub on, I let her mouth rape me. Big butt, little body, can't let her break me. I move on her.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got a caller on the line. 732, talk to me. Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. What's going on, bro?
I'm good, man. How you?
All right, man. What's going on, man? Let everybody know what you all about, man.
Oh, this is Skyland, SkylandJR06 on Twitter. Founder and owner of Skyward Marketing Management. Under that umbrella, it included the Playlist Radio Show, Sinful ENT, Postum Magazine, which will be released in February, the Unified Radio and Media Network. That radio station jumps off February 3rd. Rapper Rise Rashid, Hud City ENT. It's met a bunch of people, man. I just get with people that's getting it. Like, you know, you call me a manager. Like, I manage people, but I really form partnerships with other grinders. You know, it's a lot of artists out there that want to be managed, they say. They really just want somebody to go out there and do the work they don't want it to. I'm looking for people that's already working, that want to partner with somebody that's going to get out in the streets, grind for them, get on those phones, you know, and really work for them. Because I know that while I'm doing my thing, that they matching my work with, you know, their work ethic.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
what I'm talking about. How long have you been doing your thing for?
Man, I've been in some shape or form in music, man, probably since I was about 20 years, man. I've written songs that have been published. You know, I was really big in the live music scene in New York City in the early 90s, Sweetwaters and all of those, you know, jazz clubs with a bunch of R&B artists. I did a little internship kind of record crate carrier for 102 Jams down in Greensboro for a hot minute. But I learned a lot under guys like Tap Money and DJ Polo and Jay Flex. And that's what made me want to get into radio. But I just didn't want to do the FM thing. They're like, oh, if you had your chance. And I was like, probably not. Because I saw what they were doing. Like, I saw that they were told what to play, you know, and I saw those requests that came in that weren't being played unless they request a song that was being played, you know. So, and I don't want to just, you know, take the time to dog, you know, major radio, but these are things I saw myself. This wasn't rumors. This wasn't something I read. This wasn't something somebody told me. You know, I saw the playlist myself. You know, I saw the 4 Jay-Z songs and 3 DMX songs and 2 Ja Rule songs all played in 1 hour. You know, and I just don't never want to be a part of something like that. You know, and no diss, Jay-Z's my favorite rapper ever, but it's, you know, I just feel like it's mad more music out there than him. Like, I love Jay, but I haven't listened to his song, one Jay-Z song all day because I love so much music, if you understand what I'm saying. So who... Like, how is that productive to just saturate, you know, people with the same thing over and over again? Now, it benefits the artists and Def Jam and, you know, that, but for everybody else, what do that really do?
That's real, man. Thank goodness for internet radio.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Yeah.
For real. So speaking on that, man, how does that work? What is it, the major labels pay the radio, you know, stations to play what they want to be played? Or how does this work, man?
Now, the ins and outs is kind of tricky, and that's why it's kind of hard for them to, like, pinpoint things. But I'll just give you just some examples that you probably heard or you might not. Like, let's start with Killer Mike. That's always my favorite example because, to me, he was the most, like, I guess, innocent one, and they made the biggest hay about it. Everybody know he had the song, the Adidas song, you know, and what his record company did was send out one Adidas to a bunch of DJs, and then those that got to 1,000 spins the quickest got the matching pair. Now, come on, a pair of sneakers, you know, and the Adidas at that couldn't be worth that much money. But then they made that like, oh, because it was a free gift and it was tied in the spins and this, that, and the other. But I can tell you in itself, between the Universal Music Group and Def Jam, you know, it got it all locked. It's no way to break through that unless you got to connect. You know, I don't want to take this time to slam, like, you know, FM radio, but I want to take this time to talk to the artists that are listening to your show, because we could turn the music game upside down if artists would just push the radio station that did play their music, you know, like, not just the time they interview you, not just the first time they play the joint and you, oh, yo, you heard my joint on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Yo. No, every time. It takes 2 seconds for you to be like, yo, support Hip Hop Stock Exchange. They playing my new banger, New Day, whatever. You know, support real hip hop. Like, takes no time to do that. But you'd be amazed at how many artists that we're like, hey, man, you know, I've been running your song for, you know, straight months. You know, when you slacking on the promo, you know, what's good? Like, you know, like, and the fact that you even have to say that to artists, that, like, that's the reason why things are the way they are. Like, if every artist that an internet radio station played just brought all of their fans, quote, unquote, to that station, you know, even if it was just for that one show or whatever, it would make such an impact. But a lot of them feel like, well, you know, don't you got listeners? I'm like, yeah, and I'll have those listeners without playing your song. So, like, you know, if you're not bringing anything new to the table, then what's the benefit to me, or what's the benefit to Hip Hop Stock Exchange or whatever internet station? You know, I just wish more artists just love the ones that love them, you know, and stop, like, trying to do these get-on quick things just to get on an FM station, you know, just to get a spin, thinking that if your record gets spun one time, that's that. And a lot of times it's not. Like, you have to get continuous spins, and continuous spins are going to cost you money, like, no matter how you look at it.
That's real, man. That is real. And the artist needs to support Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, straight up.
No, real. Yo, I tell you, that ain't even no joke. That's serious, man. That's what that Unified Radio and Media Network thing, like, that's how that got started, was with a band of different internet radio stations. And we definitely going to talk offline as well about getting together and saying, you don't have to give up your identity. You can be whoever you came into the situation with. But let's combine our resources, our know-how, our skills, all of that, and make this one, like, Voltron kind of thing. And, you know, make it official to where the artists get credit for spins and all of that. So now what's the excuse?
That's hot.
You know, we got the L Mobile app. You know, our goal in the first month is to probably get about 20,000 to 30,000 people to download the mobile app. Like I said, man, you know, I don't down XM, I don't down FM. Like, some of my favorite people are on those shows. I listen to them, and I'm bashful about the fact that I listen to them. I'm not just, yo, I'm just straight underground and, you know, forget Angie Martinez or F Master Flex. No, it's nothing like that. But I just feel like there's a lot of people that's not on that level yet. And if they realize that, it would make the indie and the underground so much stronger. But because they rub shoulders with these people sometimes, and their man next to their man next to their man might know this dude, and they have some type of quote-unquote access, they think, oh, well, I'm on. And I just felt like if more artists were just in tune with where they were really at in their career, oh, man, the indie, right now it's you start rapping and you're indie until you pop. Mm-hmm. You know, an artist could be making good money, but some dude could come along and say, yo, man, I can make you famous, I can make you this, I can make you that, and that artist won't even look twice before signing that contract and not realize that he's going to wind up netting less money than what he would have did if he had stayed indie, doing shows, doing his thing. But everybody wants the fame. Like, yo, you know, let me sign that advance. That's really code for, hey, I want to be your slave.
That's some real talk right there. What are some of the other mistakes you feel artists make, man?
Thinking that they should get paid for every show.
Yeah.
And they don't have a following. This is my rule of thumb when I go to book an artist. If I can put you on a flyer and attract people there, then you're worthy of getting paid. That's fair. You know, and I even make a deal. I say, hey, If you think that I'm wrong by saying you're not, and you want to have a guest list at the door, I'll break you off every person who come in off of that. But artists are like, yo, I'm this, I'm that, I open for this person, I know this dude, I did that, and I'm at a level, this is my their favorite line, I'm at a level in my career, man, where I just think, you know, it's time for me. No, you don't decide that. The industry and the fans decide that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I know, I don't want to, like, dabble, but this one thing I want to point out. Somebody was like, yo, you don't have to like my music. And I said, you're right, I don't. I was like, you know the feeling I got when I first heard Dead President or I first heard Juicy? I don't get that when I hear your song.
Wow.
That's real.
So until you get me there, like, yo, you could be mad at me all you want, but artists, stop trying to make your friends feel guilty because you don't inspire or motivate them the way some of their favorites do.
Yeah.
Y'all was friends before you decided you wanted to rap. So stop all harassing your Facebook friends. And go find real fans.
That's a real shit, man.
Yo, I hope somebody ain't like, man, who this more? All I'm trying to do, man, is try to help all of us. You know, like, we all in this together. And I think, like people like yourself, like, you like, yo, we out here, we grinding, we reaching out to people, and we trying to make moves. Well, y'all are making moves. Excuse me, no disrespect. But then, I know y'all go through the same thing we do. You know, you get, you know, the submissions, it's no problem. But then getting them to follow up, do stuff, whatever, it's like, nah, you know, some of them are great, and those are the ones that stay in rotation. and some of those are, you know, I'll do enough to try to stay. And then some of them are prima donna, you know, I'm this, yo, you ain't hear about me, I did this, I did that. You shouldn't have to say that.
I noticed that. Yeah, I noticed that.
You should know already.
A lot of artists are like that. They think when they first come out, they're supposed to just, I'm already a star, but they don't realize it takes hard work and dedication for you to get to that level. And if you don't have hard work and dedication to get to that level, you cannot succeed. They don't realize you have to work for free before you earn the earnings. That's the problem.
Trying to tell you, I've had situations where I've had, like, indie, I won't say tours, but we had a few dates, you know, like a Thursday through Sunday set or whatever, had hotels taken care of. I was like, yo, we just got to take care of travel and food. And I said, they probably going to feed us at the club, but, you know, breakfast, whatever, you know. I was like, yo, I think it's worth it. And I'm just saying, yo, they can't come off no change. I'm like, yo, you know how long I had to sit on the phone and get them to agree to it? Like, yo, they didn't do this because, oh, word, you got Young Pistol started. No, they said, yo, Sky, yo, I like the way you came at me. I'm going to try these guys out, whatever. And you go back to them all excited. Yo, guess what? And they're like, oh, that's all? She's like, oh, wow. So like, when I started the show, that's why I said, man, I learned from my mistakes, you know, instead of, like, saying, yo, I don't want to manage people no more because they don't appreciate things or nothing. I just pick and choose who I do business with. I remember somebody hollered at a mutual friend and was like, oh, man, why don't Sky treat me the way, whatever. And I was like, yo, straight up, I don't fuck with everybody. Like, that ain't me putting myself on some pedestal or whatever, but he would have the same he would have the same feeling about me if I needed something from him. You know, like, it's some people that you're going to see something in, or you're going to hear something in their rhyme, or you're going to see something in their grind, and y'all naturally connect. It's too many forced relationships in this business. It's too many people, like, they want to assign everybody to make themselves seem stronger. Or is people wanting to be part of a crew just to be part of a crew?
Yeah.
Like, this ain't about friendships. Like, if you're big and your best friend is your best friend and you think they could be your personal assistant, yeah, that's cool. Because they're just going to be around you, you know,
okay,
taking care of the immediate stuff.
Yeah.
But when they come into, like, management and, like, actually doing a job, if they don't have a degree in that or actual expertise or business in that, don't make them that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not qualified to do that job. Then you go like, man, I tried to get that nigga a chance. No, you did. You set him up to fail.
That's real.
And then a rap about, yo, can't keep feeding these cats, yo, they don't want to grow. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be two sides to that a lot of times, man. You know, it's good to say you're gonna always be there for your folks, you're gonna look out for your people and all of those things. But make sure that they're in a position to where they can, like, either grow or be in a position where they're comfortable. You know, sometimes you like, yo, my man, he dope at graphics, so I'm going to have him doing all this. But then the record label, like, please, man, that's not going to be your cover. who told you that? So that's all, man. It's just, man, like, I feel like I could talk because I put in work, like, real work. Like, I don't pack my guys up into the van and went and did shows when I paid for everything, you know. And all we did, we sold CDs at the show and things like that or whatever, but you know we didn't break even. But it was worth it, you know. Like, I was in New York, you know, like I said, in the early 90s, you know, and, like, you know, working with Bad Boy on some things or whatever. If you look real close, you'll even see me and my cousin in the Wonder If I Take You Home video with Junior Mafia and Aaliyah, you know, rest in peace or whatever. So we was always around the game. you know, met T.I. back in like 01, you know. He'll tell you a funny story of me and him walking around Birmingham, Alabama, after we had just got off the Greyhound. He was headed from Sacramento, I was headed for the SIP. You know, getting blazed, just walking around, waiting for the next bus so we can go to Atlanta. You know, just crazy stories, you know, about this industry or within this industry or whatever. So when I talk to people or I say stuff, they be like, well, who are you? It might not be who am I, but where have I been, who have I worked with, who I've built with. You know, like, I don't have these things I'm talking to y'all about in my bio. Like, I don't wear that. Like, oh, guess what, man? Me and T.I. got high. Well, guess what? You know, me and, Meth, we sat around and kicked it for, you know, 20 minutes, and he really, you know, shared some things with me or whatever. Those are things that are near and dear to me, but I carry those things with me everywhere I go in this industry. And stuff that they've told me have popped up right in my face exactly how they said it was. You know, so that's another thing. If you got somebody that takes a liking to you and wants to mentor you, they not trying to tell you what to do. They not trying to boss you around. They're trying to help you avoid these pitfalls in this cruddy, grimy business.
Yeah.
That's so real, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Skyline rocking with us. We gonna play some heat. Come back, chop it up. Let's do what we do.
Right.
Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Somebody tell the waitress, bring some fucking racks in. The strippers running to the pole when we back in. Off go, Trinidad, change on my accent.
Hey, this me, ho. This me, ho. Walk up in this bitch, I fuck shit up then I leave, ho.
Dramatic nigga,
dramatic.
I bust it up, then I leave, ho. Pay a car, no, I get some money for that weed, ho. Put it 500, blow it, double C, ho. Michael, throw a Birkin back, if you tell me please, ho. She gon' make that ass clap, pop that for a real nigga. I'm gon' throw that cash back, drop that on a real bitch. Murder on that pussy, ho. I kill like I kill, bitch. You gon' get like every bag, get every shoe if I do. Lottery. You just want the money, shorty, you ain't got the lie to me. All these niggas hating on me, know they wanna body me. They tell you see me, Millie, I look like a robbery. Oh.
This me, ho, this me, ho. Walk up in this bitch, I fuck shit up, then I leave, ho.
Now grieve, ho.
and don't expect no gifts tomorrow. This ain't Christmas Eve, ho.
Nah.
I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator bags and Ming coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her shit, do my bitch, then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born at.
Where you born at?
Real niggas can't beat them, gotta join that.
Gotta join that.
Where my joint at?
Pop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Skylin rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, man. Just lounging with y'all. Y'all want to thank y'all again, man. Or if I haven't thanked you at all, just for having me, man. It was very flattering when you guys reached out. Like, I don't know if you were the one when we were emailing. I was like, oh, my bad, I'm not even an artist. And it was like, nah, you know, we know that. We want to holler at you or whatever. So it was just crazy
man.
To even be approached, you know, to chop it up, man. So I appreciate that.
Of course, man. This is what we do at Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, man. We interview people that work behind the scenes in the music industry so they can come on and build and give advice to any artist that's listening, you know, something different.
And speaking of like building, giving advice, if you don't take anything from anything you heard from me tonight, get more involved politically. And what I mean by that, I ain't even talking from a voting aspect. Like, political events pay well. I know. I've worked some of them. I've been the guy who booked the talent. And they always are like, hey, Sky, you know, a good urban act, you know, I don't want to offend you, Sky, but a good safe, you know, urban act, you know. You're going to keep the language down, not too much trap rap, you know, they pay well. Trust me, they pay well. Like, I'm telling you. And that don't mean that you become all political in your rhyme if that's not you, or if in your song if that's not you or whatever. But, you know, the day of a bunch of artists going quadruple platinum and all of that type of stuff, I won't say it's over, but we had an impact. And you see that from the way even established artists found other ways to promote their product. You know, the most popular one is Jay-Z with the whole Samsung deal. Like, do you know how much money Roc Nation saved on marketing with that?
A lot of money.
Yeah, and wait, who else is on the line? I hear a female voice in the background.
Oh, my name is Linda, sorry.
What's good, Linda? What's happening?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I heard
sorry.
It heard before, and I was like, is somebody else listening? What's good? But yeah, like, and then if y'all don't remember when Jay-Z did the thing with Singular, we had that like one day, we did like five different concerts, and, you know, he flew to every, you know, to the four cities or whatever, and you can watch the concert on the Singular wireless phone.
So
it's a bunch of artists, you know, are finding corporations that are being willing to invest, like liquor companies. That's a cash cow for art. I'm telling you, and everybody coming out with a new vodka. So, and then everything can't be about like monetary sometimes. Be creative. Hey, I want to invite a bunch of the media out to listen to my album and have a good time, and I wanted you to sponsor an open bar for me. Most liquor companies be like, man, hey, here go five cases. You do it.
That's real.
But they'll do it. Like, you know, stop looking for, yo, man, I'm trying to get a $20,000 sponsorship. Yeah, me too. But it don't always happen like that. But if you could exchange that for being able to offer free drinks to bloggers, to internet radio hosts, to DJs, to tastemakers, you know, what do you think they're going to be saying about your product when they leave?
I ain't never had an indie artist go out like that, man. That was real professional. Plus, I got bent. Yeah, I'm going to write something real nice for this dude.
For
this girl.
For real.
Tell me, though, come on, man. Yeah, man, come on, man. You know people love nothing more than some free stuff. And if they got invited out, like, and, yo, here's your seats over here, man. We got some hors d'oeuvres for you, man. You know, drinks on the house, man. Just let us know what you think about it. Come on, yo. Next thing you know, and let's say they did their homework. So now they strategically invited all the right people. They roll out, it's going to be sick. And what did it cost you? A bunch of emails to some alcohol company.
That's hot. That's a good idea, man.
Bro, like, that's what I'm saying. I ain't one of these, like, yo, man, I'll tell you something, but it's going to cost you. Yo, if people want to build, man, I'm here. Like, I spoke about my client, Sinful EMT. That's how that started out. The president of that label, you know, he reached out to me on some business, and we just kept just always reaching back, and we knew it was just something near. Next thing you know, he was like, yo, I don't want you to just manage the label. I want you to be part of the label, you know. So let's get the paperwork right. You know, do your Skyward thing with your other clients, but, you know, you president over here. And, you know, like, so those, like, the type of, and, you know, it's like not bragging, but it was something that we always knew was going to happen because we were always working. But he was always calling me, picking my brain. He would be like, yo, I hope you don't mind, man, but it's just like you share a lot of things, man, and every time I apply it, something better happens. You know, so I want you to think I'm using you, and I'm like, use me all you want.
That's real.
Like, I hate people that got, like, oh, I don't want to share knowledge. Why not? When you die, where is it going?
Well, how you feel about the current state of the music industry right now?
I love it, man. I love it. I don't like the corporate, you know, setup of it, but I don't have, like, one problem, like, with the music that's being put out now. I have a problem with the way it's being portrayed to the listeners. If we could change the way people were programmed to listen to music, and I know it's just not all scientific, it's basically like, the FM stations and, you know, and some of the satellite stations give you a mirage of what's hot. And that's not saying that some of the stuff they play is not. But if you're only playing certain songs, then is that a fair sample? So that's, like, really, like, the only, like, I love the music that's out now. Like, J. Cole, I love what he's doing. Drake album I thought was crazy. I know people give him a hard time, but I think Ron for Ron, he could go. You know, Kendrick, even without the drama, like, he's ill. That whole crew is ill, actually.
Oh, the whole, Kendrick's group is crazy good.
They ill. And then, you know, even some that don't get, like, all the props, like, you know, Ace Hood, like, I mean, he had a tough, tough album. You know, and I mean, he did, you know, acceptable numbers like that he indie, but what kills me about the music industry now is when people sit on the sideline and complain about somebody who made, I don't care how whack their music are. You guess what happens when somebody whack come out and I don't like them and they blow up? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Like, guess what? Like, if I don't like them, they don't get my money.
True.
The end. But no, oh, man, they destroying the game and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hip-hop never going to be destroyed. Always, it's always going to be here. It might adapt, you know, it might go in certain directions, but the core is always going to be here, and hip-hop is going to be what it is. And people have to understand is that there's a lot of unscrupulous people behind the scenes at these major labels. And all they're looking for is a quick dollar. Like, they're not looking to sign somebody that's going to be with their label for 10 years. They're not, like, there's no Clive Davis looking for Whitney Houston right now.
Of course not.
There's somebody looking for somebody that's good for about two or three albums. and they hoping they can get about 6-7 million sold out of it. On the low end of that, they'll probably go for about 1.5 to 2. And if they could come out of it with that, the label good. They're not looking for anything, no longevity. They don't want to develop you, none of that. They want to hear that you had a fan base. They want to lie to you and tell you, well, you'll be able to expand your fan base, plus you'll be able to keep ownership and all of that, and then you find out, you know, I got some ownership, but I still can't do nothing until I get this stuff straight with the label.
That's right.
Like, I got friends right now. I got a friend who she wrote her way out of a deal she had as being part of a group with Def Jam. Then she signed with SRC Universal, and something got caught up there, and now she's stuck in limbo again. And the whole time I'm telling her, yo, don't do that, yo. You already got a name for yourself. You just did the video with Jada. You good, blah, blah, blah. And just sitting, just in limbo, can't do anything until somebody wants to say, hey, would you owe them? Okay, we're going to buy you out. And, you know, ain't nobody doing that these days.
Is that
the reason why a lot of artists venture into different companies that can give them money? Like, for example, like venture out to go do business with Adidas sneakers and TV shows?
Because you know the people that sell. Like, y'all in the radio, so I know if you're music junkies like me, you know. But then there are those who do enough to be considered a star, let's say. But if they don't have some other supplemental income coming in, they're going to be hurting. So they better get that Adidas, you know, check, or they better get that headphone deal or what have you. Like no companies are putting the marketing and promotions that they used to put in. Like, name the last time you saw, like, a big billboard of, like, an artist right before he dropped.
I think it was Eminem.
You know, like, and I'll tell you, the last time I saw, like, a real big rollout, like, in New York was when Jay did, I think, Volume 3. And he was on side of buildings, billboards, what have you. But that ain't the norm. Like, that's not the normal rollout anymore. That used to be the norm.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it was Eminem, Detroit, boom, Plastic, Jay, New York, whatever, that was the norm. Now it's like, you know, man, please, we ain't spend no money on that. You better go get Ciroc to do that, or you better go, you know, it's like, you better go find some more money, or this is all we giving you is what the record labels are saying. And then another thing, artists, sometimes a liquor company might not be willing to say, well, we're going to send you this, or they might say, well, we don't really know you, this, that, and the other, but you can work out a wholesale price with them. And then if you work that out with them and the event was successful, then they'd work that out. You drinking Ciroc anyway. Why not get it by the case?
Right.
And I'm not saying it has to stack in your damn room either. I'm saying, you know, bring that to the club where you having your media party at, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Don't be trying to bootleg liquor.
Yeah, right. Like, wholesale.
Exactly. Selling shots and shit. Yo, nah, man. Use that thing to get your career right. And also, like, look at these smaller cell phone companies, like these regional and these cell phone companies that's only in certain areas or whatever. They're always looking for something to get involved in. It might not even be, once again, money or whatever, but they might, you know, allow you to download your album through their system or whatever. Like, we're in talk with Metro PCS about doing something like that right now. So it's a lot of things you could do as an indie artist, but you have to be creative, you know.
Right.
give when you have an album release party, what you doing charging people?
Right,
it's a release party. It ain't a concert. And I don't care, album release party slash show. So what? It should be free. And give it away. Give some gift bags for people. Get some merch.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Skyler Rocker with us. We gonna play some heat. Come back, finish chopping it up. Let's do what we do.
Stop.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm in Virginia. Running with my team, yeah, we a bunch of winners. Here for a minute, no gimmick and no beginner. And I got an idea to get everybody dinner. We eating, make more than I make in a week, in a weekend. What I speak on a beat be decent. And I am the truth, so believe it. Line so sharp, you would think that I creased it. 9:30, the early birdie is out. I hope you hearing me out. Every word that I'm serving is hurting and burning my mouth, so I'm spitting it out. Not to mention the mission I am about. On the road to riches, it's no slipping. If you don't know the ropes, you'll probably end up missing. Somebody said them folks controlling the code. So either you could be yourself or your soul or be sold. Mama told me go after my goals. So it's 9:45 and I'm out on the road. Listening to medicine, getting ready for shows. So hot and unknown, the back of the stove. Working out my bars, the heavy the flows. Getting rid of all my cons and better the pros. Whenever I'm in my zone, I'm better than pros. And when you do it like I do it, it never gets old. Even though we do, time never waited. I say it's my time, but really I'm being patient. Some of them will say he a rapper that never made it. I'm feeling like the greatest and one of the most hated. And I don't listen to a lot of rap. You could blame that on the fact that a lot of that's all fabricated. Or maybe I'm captivated and feeling myself. Master debated and aiming for the top, trying decapitated. I'm aggravated and at the same time calm. Fell off, moved back with my mom. Kept moving, I was a student on the grind. Now where I live is a crib you can't find. It's 9:50 and I'm busy. Pedal to the floor going through another city. My lady gave me one more chance, I'm like Biggie. The game gave me one more dance, I'm not Diddy. Life is a B.I. and I don't want a quickie. I just want the money and respect to defend me. But I'll never worship a dollar to get a lot of it. Can't take it with me, so F running out of it. I ain't got a lot of dollars, I got a lot of sense. You can't tell me that I'm not rich. Time is money, I get it when the clock ticks. I know the game, but I ain't with the politics. Eyes wide open, seen a lot of ish. Been through a whole lot and made it out of it. Heard a lot of them saying maybe I gotta quit. This is what I stand for, I don't know how to sit. You see them, I am the opposite. Cut different, I'm uplifting, you're moderate. Any beat you put on, I'm gon' body it. Leave the mic wide open like a shoddy hitter. Got a call from Rashad, told him I'm with it. The forecast 6 digits, now let's get it. Wait, 10 o'clock. We out. Yeah. Rise. Yeah. Rise and grind. Get up, get out, get yours. We out.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Skyler Rocker with us. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, yeah. That was that Rise the Sheet, 9 a.m. in Virginia.
Hey, I like that, man. I like that, man. Brother Spit right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Let me talk about him just for a sec, man. Just like, and this is an example of like how when life throws you a curveball. Like, he's probably one of the most talented artists I've ever like worked with in my life. Met him back in 2001 in a small town in Virginia called Lynchburg. You're like, wow, what Lynchburg? If you know Jerry Falwell, Thomas Road Baptist Church, Liberty University, all that stuff is there. Very conservative place. Me and this man, me and the city of Lynchburg, I convinced him to do a hip-hop summit back in 2004. He was like the headliner. Like, we made the front page of the paper. And this was like in 2004, we were still in the Iraq war, y'all, and that was still front page news. We knocked that off the front page and put hip-hop on the front page in like one of the most conservative places in the world. And like from there, You know, he wrote a book. We got him in a movie called Jerusalem. It was actually directed by Eli, and I can't think of his last name off, but he directed 40 Blocks with Bruce Willis. So that's the type of dude that he's working with. He wrote a book called I Have a Mic and a Dream, and it was kind of a combination of his album that was called A Mic and a Dream and the I Have a Dream speech. And he kind of referenced his song in retrospect with the speech. And it's, I mean, a good read. It's available on Amazon right now. He's done countless plays. But right now, his real calling, and that's to be a mentor of young men. He's the head basketball coach down at Millbrook High School in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that's his calling right now. So we kind of like, you know, we're still doing the music, but, you know, it's kind of hard. And I remember, like I said, maybe 10 years ago, I would have been upset. And I would have been like, man, you know, come on, man, we could get it. You know, like me and him sat across from Diddy already, like, and walked out because what they were offering wasn't what we wanted. You know, do I have some regret? Yeah. But do I totally regret it? No. So this is the type of artist I'm talking about. And he's committed to teaching these young high school men to grow to be men. He's already made an impact. The parents, you know, are already loving him. They say it's already a difference in the kids that he's working with or whatever. And I know it's not hip-hop people, but I'm just letting you know, man, that the hip-hop community produces a lot more than rappers. That's all, man.
That's real. We need more leaders.
Yes, we do.
That's it. I mean, I admire him, you know, because he's at a point now where, like, if he wanted to do music part-time, if he wanted to do music full-time and we just was just shopping him, come on. If we already had Bad Boy on the table, I mean, come on. You know, it wouldn't take no time, but his calling is something else right now, and I got to respect that. And, you know, they say, so what, I'm not this. No, I'm still his business partner. I'm still his manager, and I'm the biggest fan of the Millbrook High School team that they got because my man is running things now.
That's real, man. Real. Let everybody know how they can get in contact with him, and let everybody know they can get in contact with you after you got going on.
No doubt, man. Yo, follow me on Twitter. I'm at SkylynJR06. That's SkylynJR06. On Instagram, at ThisIsSky, DISSKY. I'm always looking for new heat. Email me, Skyward, the letter M, the letter N, the letter M, at gmail.com. Let's make it happen. I'm looking to work with whoever. You know, if you hot, let's make some moves. If you just want to submit some music, let's do that. You know, and like I said, man, I'm going to be a big supporter of the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, and we're going to be doing a lot of cross-promoting and all of that, man, because I like what y'all doing over here as well, man. I had a ball.
Thank you.
What's up, man? Appreciate it, man. We appreciate having you on the show, man. Keep doing big things.
Man, I'm just out here grinding like y'all, man. You know, just trying to make things happen, man, and trying to work with whoever. So if you got a radio show, you manage, whatever, I don't look at you as, like, an enemy. I look at you as a possible partner, you know. Peers and adversaries can do things together. Don't let people convince you any other way, man. We don't have to hate each other. We don't have to, like, it don't have to be a radio war. It don't have to be rap battles all the time. Sometimes, man, people want to see people come together. So, that, you know, and I don't want to get too preachy either, man. I just want to thank y'all for having me, man, and letting me come and share with y'all. You know, I appreciate y'all spending that 9 a.m. in Virginia. A real big song. We've been nominated for a few awards. Made a lot of money through ASCAP with Radio Sizzler and everything. So, yeah, that was a big record for us.
That's what's up, man. So keep in touch, bro.
I will, babe. Y'all take care. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. That's what's up. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Skylin rocking with us, man. Dropped a lot of jewels. You already know. Next up, we got that rundown of hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, everything that's going on in the world. We're going to build on that. R.I.P. Mandela. Let's just play a little heat. Let's do what we do. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Special occasion tonight. We got Pooch the Life in the house tonight. Yours truly, Ben Frank in the house tonight. Check. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Waste money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh-
So mommy back it up, cause my son's spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. Ball hard collecting G's here to Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she love me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale, used to have the next tail, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit this punchline, that'll leave your head swell. I'm front line, no more playing, set trail. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack a lot of jet. So you just started the escrow. And I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chick and a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinded, dancing like they pants already climbed it. I'm God's son, lazy with a God flow. Life's good now, that's why I'm stunting them hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh- add it up. Money on the table, the guard never pass it up. Quarter pounder, that's out with your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin, pen Frank, rack them up. Good with the Franklin, real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, look coast to coast, they drug dealing. USA try to play, guard children. Pull a horse, match the horses in my beamer. Better guess, man, you could f***ing re-up. Checkmate, we up, hand shot, 3 cups. Leave it round, 10 sexy thing with the D-cup. See us winning, New York City, I'm on no ceiling. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the f***ing dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks, I can make you feel it. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh**, add it up.
All my money bleeding. Let's let it play.
His predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This says we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip-hop stock exchange radio.
Yeah, it's one of your favorite parts of the show, the hip-hop stock exchange rundown. We got the hip-hop news for you, the global politics, economics, all that good stuff. If you don't got the browser open, open it up. www.hhse.biz. Let's get straight to it on the hip-hop news. First up, how social media and technology has changed hip-hop. Now, this is an interesting article, man, because I can say pretty much, you know, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, you know, social media has definitely changed the music industry, definitely hip-hop, you know, started with MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, you know?
Online media has really changed the way we look at hip-hop in a different light. You necessarily don't have to put your whole album, send your demo to a record company anymore. You can send it on YouTube and get discovered. Promote yourself more better on Twitter and Facebook. So this is really a good thing, and I hope it continues. It's a cheaper form of getting yourself out there.
For real. It all started with MySpace. Didn't Soulja Boy get a record deal off MySpace?
Yeah. Soulja Boy did. He did his little dancing and everything, and he did blow up on MySpace. Yep.
For real, man. For real. So social media has definitely made it easier for indie artists to definitely get heard, get their music out there, and build a fan base, you know? So,
yeah.
Blessing. Twitter just dropped that IPO. Go buy a couple stocks in Twitter. Y'all in the audience, go buy a couple Twitter stocks.
I don't know. I mean, Facebook didn't do well, so I don't know. I want to put my
money. Twitter doing good, though. Facebook ain't doing good, but Twitter doing pretty good. He's looking at it, yeah.
Okay.
So, see what happens with that. Next up, NBA's Anthony joins 50 Cent as SMS audio partner. It's a good look for 50, man. You know, 50 got his, you know, line of headphones to SMS audios. You know what I'm saying? It's a smart move to build with people that got bank, like, you know, superstar like Carmelo Anthony, because, you know. You see what they doing with Kevin Garnett and the Skull headphones, and they got the commercial.
Oh, yes,
so
I thought that commercial was dope.
Yeah, yep.
That was dope.
They got the Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, that was dope. I loved it. I mean, this is a great idea for 50 Cent. He's very, you know, the funny thing about 50 Cent, he's better as a businessman than he was as a rapper. So he knows. So this is very good for him. I mean, he's really good. This is excellent. I like this kind of venture he's doing, and I think he can continue doing that. You know, he is linked with Dr. Dre, so it's great. Great
might as well, for real. Shit, Dre Beats don't got no Carmelo Anthony. Shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, 50 doing all right.
Yeah.
Hold down for QB, you know what I mean? Next up, Mandela's long-standing influence on hip-hop. Now, we have to say, like we did at the beginning of the show, R.I.P. Nelson Mandela, definitely. And, you know, Nelson Mandela definitely did have an impact on hip-hop, man, over the last 10, 15 years, you know. Been mentioned in many different artists' music. So, you know, definitely a leader and definitely, you know, positive figure to look at, you know.
What a visionary, a person who in 27 years, he could have came out and killed everyone who put him in there, but no, he decided to make it an equal world, and he influenced everyone. That's why Queen Latifah has her name, because of Nelson Mandela. She's the reason why she did that CD, and the whole positive message was because of Mandela's movement. And I hope that youth today and understand what he has done and has changed the world for many years to come, and there will never be another Nelson Mandela ever again, but we hope that they learn from this, and meaning that we should not have violence, shouldn't be for everything. We should talk it out and learn to forgive our past and embrace it.
For real. Salute, R.I.P. Big bro.
Yeah.
That's what's up. On the business news, first up, Jay-Z put sports mega agents on notice. Now, if you didn't know, Jay-Z doing big things in the sports agency field. He just got Robinson Cano, the third biggest baseball contract ever. That's big for a new sports agent to get the third biggest contract ever, man. That's big. Just behind A-Rod's two deals.
Yeah.
They got Robinson Cano, I think it was $220 million over 10 years. That's a lot. That's a nice commission check.
Yeah. Jay-Z's a business genius. He knows how to get the right deal for the right person and make sure that person is satisfied. That's what he's good at. He knows how to talk. He knows how to influence people. And good for him. He's going to be rich for 10 years. I'm glad for that guy.
Yeah.
I wish,
man,
I was in his
shoes. He's a good baseball player. Everybody say, you know, a lot of people say he's not really worth that much, man, $220 million. second baseman. He's a good player, but, I mean, you know, he's 30, 31 now. I mean, he's going to be 41, still getting paid over $25 million a year, you know. The back end of that contract is not going to be sweet for whatever team is holding that contract. But, you know, hey.
You never know. You can look sharp deceiving. That's what I say.
Might come back to the Yankees. You never know.
Yeah.
All right. Next up. Obamacare and uneven playing field for hospitals. Now, this is an interesting article, man, because a lot of, you know, healthcare companies and even hospitals are complaining about this whole Obamacare thing. You know what I mean? It's interesting to see what happens over time if they could really, you know, make this thing work from the websites to this to that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, They'll find a common ground with this Obamacare.
Right.
I mean, it takes time. Obamacare is going to take time to really be a benefit for a lot of people, and it has to take time because the thing is, the issue is the money. That's the bottom line. If there's no money being generated with this health care plan, there will be problems. That's what everyone's worried about. Or am I going to get paid from Obamacare? Is Obamacare going to get me some money? And that's why they don't want to change anything. So there will be common ground. We're just going to have to find it.
That's right, man. Y'all need to work something out. Everybody need health care. So y'all government officials better work it out.
Yeah.
Find a way, goddammit. For real, for real. We got a caller on the line. Let's see who we got on the line. 603, talk to me.
Unmuted. Yep. I like that. What's up, big man?
Casey,
how
y'all
doing, man?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Right, yeah, I got something to say, though, about
man.
That Obamacare, man. Listen, I was watching some today, and they was talking about all the different things that presidents and, you know, his ratings are so low because of Obamacare. Can he rebound? They said, well, Bush didn't. And what I believe is what's going to happen is the next person who's running, their main thing is going to be from the Republican standpoint. We are going to take whatever legislative action is needed to amend and, you know, Obamacare is so... That's what I believe. I personally believe. I don't know enough about it. I don't waste my time with it because I have my own insurance. But already, well, you know, a lot of people don't have it. And basically, you know, I just think that it's going to wind up being amended. It's going to stay in legislation for a couple of years, but the next presidency is that's going to be their big kick. It's like, you know, oh, well, Bush was starting wars, next president. I must take our troops home. That's what we want to hear. But Obamacare really has a lot of people confused, and that's the thing. Everyone really doesn't know, you know what I mean? Information's out there, but it's hard to understand. But what's up with you, man? That was my take on that, man. How you doing, man? How you been, man?
Oh, man, we blessed, man. You been MIA for a couple of weeks. What happened, man?
No doubt, man. Doing repairs around the cribble, man.
So?
I got to flip this.
Oh,
I got to flip it, man. I got to flip it, you know? How was your Thanksgiving?
Man.
I think it's been that long, man.
Yeah, it's been that long, for real, real. It was great, man. A lot of leftovers.
Jeez.
Yeah,
I just got, I don't know, to get a bunch of people around my way. There ain't no place to go, you know what I'm saying? Had a little feast, broke bread. You know, it was nice.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Shoot, ain't nothing wrong with
that.
Yeah, how about you, sweetie? I'm sorry to call you sweetie. I don't think I'm familiar with your name.
My name is Linda.
Linda, yes. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing good. My holidays was great. I got to go home and chill with my family. So.
That's what's up,
man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Great show tonight. We going to play one or two more songs, come back and finish up the show. You know how we do, man. You know how we do, Casey. Say MIA, man.
Think play for my failures. Be what you wanna be, fuck with the day.
blame him.
Hate the fact that she lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker.
Take a blame for my failures.
Be what you wanna be. Fuck what they tell you.
For my failures, I gotta blame you.
Hate the fact that she lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker.
Don't look at me.
Me.
I ain't built no jail.
Jail.
Got the child locked up. Been going for a while. I'm making them sell.
No.
Got the daughter knocked up too. Ooh, it wasn't me.
Nah.
Ain't the one that left a home all alone. They can see grown and only 13. I didn't sign no bill.
Bill.
I didn't pass no law. They give police the right to run on me and start digging all in my drawers. What type of place is this?
Where we at?
We ain't hell 666. Niggas dying to get rich. The rich don't give two goddamn shit. The plot only gets thick. To get my life is a trick.
It's a trick.
One slip, you be caught in the mix.
In the mix.
Be careful, that chick ain't a chick.
Ain't a chick.
Things like this, I need more drones. Go in the booth and let go my soul. I'm taking back all the things they stole. You can't see the truth, just blame me so. Take a blame for my failures.
Be what you wanna be. Fuck what they say.
For my failures, gotta blame you.
Hate the fact that she lied to me. I'm about to meet my maker.
Take a blame
for my failures. Be what you wanna be, fuck what they tell you.
For my failures, I gotta blame you.
Hate the fact that you lied to me, I'm about to meet my maker.
I don't know about you,
about you,
but I ain't make more guns.
Guns.
Why bodies keep dropping, brothers keep dying where I'm from.
My hood.
I didn't build no boat,
no boat.
I didn't steal no ship,
no ship.
I ain't put you in chains to stop all that self-hating shit. This ain't my fault, but I'll take the blame. I didn't say one thing, went to my face, you lied again. And I'm so pissed off, for a better use of words. You know they laugh at us when they hear us call us the N-word. Got some nerve, but I don't blame them. That's just that perfect stranger with a lot of built up finger. Stand up and go, rock the boat. Live life the best way you know. Don't believe everything that you told. Stay low, they be blaming you next. Take a blame for my failures.
Be what you wanna be, fuck what they say.
For my failures, gotta blame it.
Hate the fact that you lied to me, I'm about to meet my maker.
Take a blame for my failures.
Be what you wanna be, fuck what they say.
For my failures, I gotta blame it.
Hate the fact that you lied to me, I'm about to meet my maker.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We had a good show tonight. Shout out to my boy Skyland for calling in, man. Dropped a lot of jewels for indie artists, you know. You know. That's what's up, man.
That's what's KC. Up, man. What's up, man?
You rocking with us next week? Don't be no stranger now.
Actually, yeah, you know, I am. Yeah. No, actually,
right,
I will,
now,
though.
Sure?
For sure, for sure.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, you really need to interview me.
Shit, we do it all the time. Every time you call in, we interview you. Yeah. I know you're the third host of the show. Stop playing, man.
No, I want like a 10-minute segment, and I want you to ask me about SWOT analysis and how that can pertain to underground artists aspiring in all different aspects, whether it's publicists, whether it is promotions, distribution, MCing, DJing.
Man, we just going to get you your own show. Fuck it. We just going to have two shows a week. All right? Just, you know.
And I sell commercials out here in New Hampshire, bro.
Your show good enough. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, all that.
Ain't nobody out here, bro. I realize that's the only reason why I ain't locked up again, man. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I can't walk to I can't go down the block and get in trouble. And if I do, they ain't caught for 20 miles.
That's a good thing.
Just beat them up and take their cell phone. Go home.
New Hampshire's
I was
a good
never
place,
there.
Man.
Ain't no taxi, New Hampshire.
There you go. There's
something safe for
me.
Yo, I ain't from New Hampshire, though. Representing Jersey, Morris County. 973 to 29 years. Word up, for real. A little bit of 813 Tampa, represent. And somehow
good,
New Hampshire.
Man.
What? That's not all good.
It's That's all right.
What,
no, hip hop stock.
It's peaceful, man. It's peaceful. Hip hop stock exchange radio.
Listen to us every Wednesday. Indie artists, we got y'all. You already know. And until next Wednesday, man, we gonna see y'all. We gonna do what we do. We gonna finish out the show.
Chopped out a meal.
Bye.
That's right. You see the new video. First summer.
You know.
You see the
new
video.
If you ain't seen it. If you ain't seen it, how can you see it?
Where do I go?
Shoot the link, homie.
Shoot the link. Hey, 10 seconds left. Go on YouTube, type in Emil, Dev Emil, Ben Frank Emil, First Supper. There you go. Live at the MoMA.
Boom.
Can't miss. Boom. Later.
Boom that. All right. Later. Damn, man.
One love, y'all.
That. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.